This is the Cambridge First Certificate in English Listening Test. Practice Test 2. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Question 1. You hear a musician talking about learning to play the drums.
The link between musical training and educational success has been documented a number of times, particularly when it comes to learning maths. According to one study, students learning music tend to master multiplication tables and fractions more easily. Not that that applies to me, as I've been out of school for a number of years. For me, drumming's something really powerful. The act of playing a loud beat demands that you have a positive mindset, and the increased self-belief it's given me is something that's carried over into other areas of my life. Interestingly, fellow drummers have often reported that drumming has relieved frustration, disappointment, and tension. The link between musical training and educational success has been documented a number of times, particularly when it comes to learning maths. According to one study, students learning music tend to master multiplication tables and fractions more easily. Not that that applies to me, as I've been out of school for a number of years. For me, drumming's something really powerful. The act of playing a loud beat demands that you have a positive mindset, and the increased self-belief it's given me is something that's carried over into other areas of my life. Interestingly, fellow drummers have often reported that drumming has relieved frustration, disappointment, and tension.
Question 2. You hear 2 students talking about working part-time.
I'm glad I found a part-time job. Aside from the money, it's forced me to manage my time effectively. It's always a struggle to keep up with college work, of course.
You're right. But sometimes the more you have to do, the more you manage to fit in. And my marks this term have actually improved.
Mine haven't changed. It's my leisure time that's most affected, I suppose. I rarely get the chance to see friends. When I graduate, though, I'll be able to demonstrate qualities that are useful to employers.
That'll give us the edge over other applicants, so I don't mind going out less in the evenings and at weekends.
I'm glad I found a part-time job. Aside from the money, it's forced me to manage my time effectively. It's always a struggle to keep up with college work, of course.
You're right. But sometimes the more you have to do, the more you manage to fit in. And my marks this term have actually improved.
Mine haven't changed. It's my leisure time that's most affected, I suppose. I rarely get the chance to see friends. When I graduate, though, I'll be able to demonstrate qualities that are useful to employers.
That'll give us the edge over other applicants, so I don't mind going out less in the evenings and at weekends.
Question 3. You hear a journalist talking about tourism in Antarctica.
I've been researching tourism in Antarctica, which has become a popular destination. It's a fragile environment and could easily be damaged by large numbers of tourists. The cruise ships can only take passengers ashore in a few places in Antarctica, and so tourists become concentrated in the same areas. Because the limited tourist season occurs at the same time as the breeding season for Antarctic birds, there is the potential for disturbance of the nest sites, and this could have devastating consequences and is something that troubles me deeply. There have been a few incidents with oil spills, but I accept cruise ship companies have acted responsibly and cleaned these up. I've been researching tourism in Antarctica, which has become a popular destination. It's a fragile environment and could easily be damaged by large numbers of tourists. The cruise ships can only take passengers ashore in a few places in Antarctica, and so tourists become concentrated in the same areas. Because the limited tourist season occurs at the same time as the breeding season for Antarctic birds, there is the potential for disturbance of the nest sites, and this could have devastating consequences and is something that troubles me deeply. There have been a few incidents with oil spills, but I accept cruise ship companies have acted responsibly and cleaned these up.
Question 4. You hear two friends talking about a new TV series about science.
Did you watch the first episode of Cosmos Live?
Yes, amazing computer graphics. It was like a science fiction film in places.
They were a bit unnecessary. Astronomy itself is more than fascinating. I did really appreciate the way the scientists presented the information.
By not assuming the audience were experts.
Exactly. For once, I understood nearly everything.
Me too. But I didn't understand why different sections of the programme needed to be shot in different places. I know there are telescopes all over the world, but we didn't need to see them.
Well, I didn't mind that. It actually made me want to go to the Canary Islands. Did you watch the first episode of Cosmos Live?
Yes, amazing computer graphics. It was like a science fiction film in places.
They were a bit unnecessary. Astronomy itself is more than fascinating. I did really appreciate the way the scientists presented the information.
By not assuming the audience were experts.
Exactly. For once, I understood nearly everything.
Me too. But I didn't understand why different sections of the programme needed to be shot in different places. I know there are telescopes all over the world, but we didn't need to see them.
Well, I didn't mind that. It actually made me want to go to the Canary Islands.
Question 5. You hear a psychologist talking about extreme sports.
The number of people taking part in extreme sports is on the rise, and their motivation for engaging in risky activities is something that interests me greatly. It's human nature to be careful and to want to protect ourselves. So what would be the advantage of doing something unsafe? We tend to think of people who do extreme sports as pleasure seekers, who just do it for the thrill they get. When I looked into this in more detail, I actually discovered it's not the excitement of risk-taking thereafter, but the feeling of being closer to nature and greater self-awareness that doing extreme sports offers them. The number of people taking part in extreme sports is on the rise, and their motivation for engaging in risky activities is something that interests me greatly. It's human nature to be careful and to want to protect ourselves. So what would be the advantage of doing something unsafe? We tend to think of people who do extreme sports as pleasure seekers, who just do it for the thrill they get. When I looked into this in more detail, I actually discovered it's not the excitement of risk-taking thereafter, but the feeling of being closer to nature and greater self-awareness that doing extreme sports offers them.
Question 6. You hear two friends talking about traffic problems in their town.
It took me 45 minutes to get through the traffic jams on my way to work this morning.
Oh, you have to wonder whether it was worth the council adding extra lanes to the main road through the town centre. It hasn't made a difference. If anything, it seems to create more traffic.
I've heard that said before. It's hard to know what to do for the best, though.
Yes, but we're not the experts. So what's the point in asking residents for suggestions? There are people whose job it is to plan and manage the road system.
It took me 45 minutes to get through the traffic jams on my way to work this morning.
Oh, you have to wonder whether it was worth the council adding extra lanes to the main road through the town centre. It hasn't made a difference. If anything, it seems to create more traffic.
I've heard that said before. It's hard to know what to do for the best, though.
Yes, but we're not the experts. So what's the point in asking residents for suggestions? There are people whose job it is to plan and manage the road system.
Question 7. You hear a review of a book about time management.
There are many books about time management on the market, but Make Time by Martha Bryant is one of my all-time favourites. Unlike other books which promise quick fixes for minimal effort, Make Time promotes a whole new way of life. Though it requires effort to follow the author's recommendations, doing so will give you a sense of satisfaction, control, and calmness. It's therefore suited to those who need to completely rethink their approach to time management, rather than just increasing personal efficiency in a few areas of life. I've found it a huge help. There are many books about time management on the market, but Make Time by Martha Bryant is one of my all-time favourites. Unlike other books which promise quick fixes for minimal effort, Make Time promotes a whole new way of life. Though it requires effort to follow the author's recommendations, doing so will give you a sense of satisfaction, control, and calmness. It's therefore suited to those who need to completely rethink their approach to time management, rather than just increasing personal efficiency in a few areas of life. I've found it a huge help.
Question 8. You hear a student talking to his friend about a history project.
Are you okay, Richard?
I'll be better when my history project's finished. I'm pleased with the subject I've chosen, economics in the Middle Ages. It's something I'm interested in, and no one else has chosen that topic. The thing is, the historical sources I need aren't available online, so I'm having to use the reference section in the library. I've been there every evening till closing time.
Well, if you need someone to read through it when it's completed, to check it makes sense, let me know.
Thanks for the offer. I'll probably be rushing to get it done, though.
Are you okay, Richard?
I'll be better when my history project's finished. I'm pleased with the subject I've chosen, economics in the Middle Ages. It's something I'm interested in, and no one else has chosen that topic. The thing is, the historical sources I need aren't available online, so I'm having to use the reference section in the library. I've been there every evening till closing time.
Well, if you need someone to read through it when it's completed, to check it makes sense, let me know.
Thanks for the offer. I'll probably be rushing to get it done, though.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.